This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. It will take a little longer to find out if the old Stedman's building on Main Street in Liverpool will have a new life as an apartment complex. The Region of Queens held a public hearing on Wednesday on proposed changes to the municipality's land use bylaw that would allow for more residential space on the ground floor of buildings in the downtown. At their meeting afterward, councillors voted to seek legal advice on whether they have the authority to make one of those changes. Developer Eric Fry wants to turn 194 Main Street into 18 residential units and 2 main-level commercial units. Fry bought the 30,000-square-foot building earlier this year, and he's been trying to get municipal approval for his apartment proposal since February. Municipal rules, however, require that at least half of a building's ground floor be commercial space. Fry spoke briefly in support of the bylaw changes, and 4 Liverpool residents spoke against them. Tara Druzina said she wasn't sure whether councillors had the authority under the Municipal Government Act to dictate who uses a commercial space. A proposed change would forbid the building's owner or manager from using one of the commercial spaces as an office.
Municipalities regulate land use types and their characteristics, but discriminating against and between identical uses based on ownership arrangements may exceed municipal jurisdiction. I would ask whether staff have obtained legal advice confirming this authority.
Dinesh McDonnell said she was concerned the councillors were missing the mark in trying to change the bylaw.
A common argument for expanding residential use is that there isn't enough demand for commercial space, but deeper issues are at play here. Many of our commercial buildings simply do not meet current building code, accessibility, or safety standards that are required for occupancy or for commercial use. And that's really what that's telling us, is that it's not a demand problem, but it's a readiness problem.
Resident Susan McGibbon said she was worried the process is moving too quickly without a proper assessment of business in downtown Liverpool.
There's no downtown strategic plan. I'm not saying that is your fault, council. This goes way back. There's been no development of an economic plan for the downtown for a very long time. So there's no research, there's no data, and there's no, or up to date, there's been little to no expertise in the understanding of commercial and retail in the downtown.
And Paul DeVoe pointed out that during public consultations in the spring, residents and business owners said that there needed to be a downtown plan that protects commercial space while adding more housing.
But here we are a few months later, and you're again trying to amend a bylaw without a comprehensive plan.
Later in the meeting, councillors decided that they couldn't make a decision on the proposed changes until they got legal advice. Mayor Scott Christian asked whether staff sought advice on the wording around what landlords can do with the commercial space. Staff conceded that they did not. Council asked staff to have that information ready for their next meeting on November 25th. Until then, the land use bylaw remains unchanged. Any further changes would likely restart the process and require council to have another public hearing. Afterward, Fry told QCCR that he appreciated residents' comments and their passion for the downtown. He said he understands the council has to make sure they have authority to make the changes.
It's unfortunate that this wasn't fleshed out as maybe as thoughtfully as it should have been. So I understand there is a process to remedy, so we'll have to wait until we hear what those next steps are.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.